left off discussing the Ksugi and Daf Yud Zayin, the issue of the Gemara, whether we assume Basa Mekaras Lina or Basa Tavra Manu Lina, the case of a person who is Zorei Kli Miro Shagag, but the Kli did not break as a result of the Zrika, but rather someone else came, and Ushvara B'Makot. Do we assume that Basa Mekara, Basa Tavra Manu, Rashi explains the following. Basa Mekara means the Zorek is considered to be Chayiv, because after all, the Kli certainly was destined to break, and that's the term of the Gemara according to Rashi, Mana Tavira Tavar. If you assume that Basar Tavra Manas Lina, so in such a case, then the Mishaber, then the second person, would in fact be Chayim. So the Ramban raised a couple of kashas we saw against the view of Rashi, that number one, why is it that the Gemara says that the Sheni in fact is Potter? Why does it mention as Rashi says that the Zorek in fact is Chayim? And Rashi at the end of the parak describes the case as the Zorek was the Baal HaKli, so therefore, obviously, he would not be Chayiv. The only question is whether the Sheni is Chayiv, whether the Sheni is Potter. And the Rush discussed the difficulty. If that, in fact, is the case, why don't we assume that that's the case where it's Avei Demidas, or even comparable to the case of Zuto Shayam, how could there be any Chiyuv Tashlumin in such an instance? And then we began discussing the second Kasha that the Ramban raises, is that even if one assumes that Basar Tavra Manas Linan, so in such a case, good, we would like to be Mechayiv the Sheni, the Mishaber. But how could that be? How could he be Chayiv? After all, Ein Lo Damim, Umay Yishalim. How much was that Kli worth? How much would a person give for the Kli that was about to fall and be destroyed? So at that point, Ramban writes, it's worthless. So how can you argue that the Sheni is Chayiv? Chayiv for what? For destroying something that was of no value. So we started to discuss that perhaps one could suggest that that issue could be based on the very yesod of Tashlumei Hezek. Whether we assume that the Ikar HaChiyuv is Hashlama Sachefetz, and it's true that Tashlum always is an option, that a person can go ahead and rather than restore, pay for that restoration, but in essence, that is the Chiyuv, Tikun HaChefetz, Hashlama Sachefetz. Or do we assume that no, that is not true, that the chiyuv is one of hefsid mamon, one of compensation. And we start to discuss that perhaps this, to an extent, is the issue of the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam discusses in Perakei, Hefachos Toin V'nitan, what is the halacha of Dimei Karka? Do we assume Dino Kekarka, or do we assume the Dino Ketashlumin? If there is a Din Torah where the Toveya claims that you ruined my field by digging several boros, and the Nitta responds in his Moda Mixas and says some yes and some no, in such a case, is that a Shvud Arais or a Shvud Rabbanon? So we saw that the Rambam writes that Hareza Nishva Shvuas Heses, that is only a Shvuah D'Rabbanan. Why is it not the case of Motu Mikzas? Because the Rambam assumes that is part of the Din D'Arais of Eini Shvayin Al HaKarkos. The fact that there was Hezek to Karka, that simply is the Hechatimtza. But the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv Tashlumin. And that is not called Karka. That is considered to be, perhaps, a case of Tashlumin. And the Rambam disagrees and says, no, that is not true. That here to make Karka, Dino Kekarka, and in such a case, this is only a Shvuah D'Rabbanan. So the Raiva disagrees, maintains that is not the case. We pointed out that the Raiva does not go min ha-kotza la-kotza, but the Rambam writes, perhaps it depends on the Tfiyas Mamon. If, in fact, as Mishnah Melech explains, that the Afar is still be'en, and the Tfiyah was lemalos ha-chafiros, in such a case, then the Raiva writes, perhaps the Rambam is correct. But if it's a normal case where I am being toveya ischum kesev, tashlume mamon, in such a case that certainly is not considered to be Dmei Karka Dino Kekarka. That is considered to be a straight case of tashlume mamon, and as such, that would be a Shvua Daraisa of Moda B'Miktsas. And the Raiva continues and says that his Raya is from the case of the Mishnah where the toveya claims Chavalti Mashtayim, and the Nitra responds and says Lo Chavalti Ela Achaz. I'm accused of a dual act of Chavala. My response is that no, I hit you once, I didn't hit you twice. In such a case, shouldn't we argue that's comparable to this issue? If Dmei Karka is Dino Kekarka, Dmei Adam should be Dino Ka'adam, and in such a case, how do you envision a Shvua in that particular instance? So he pointed out that perhaps this is the broader Lashita, say the Rambam Shita, that the Yesod of Tashlumei Hezek is Hashlama Sachefetz, not simply Hefsid Mamon, but Tikun HaChefetz. And if that, in fact, is the case, maybe one could argue that in light of Aramban. Even if it is true that, in terms of value dower, the Chefetz is worth relatively little, but nonetheless, the Chefetz certainly is considered to be intact, and if one indeed will destroy that, in such an instance, maybe that is Gorem Echiyu Hezek. Regarding that kasha that the Ravid raises, that what do you do with the case of chavalta v'shtayim, and the response of lo chavalti el achas, he pointed out the teretz of the Magid Mishnah, that one certainly cannot equate our issue of dmei karka dino kakarka to the case of chavala. Why is that true? Because is there a halacha that adam esukash lakarka? The Magid Mishnah writes that there is no such halacha at all. And evit knani esukash lakarka, that is visnachautam osam, l'reshes atuza. But we don't assume that adam esukash lakarka. And therefore, even if you assume dmei karka is dino kakarka, and therefore dmei adam is dino ka adam, but one could envision a shua, even in cases of adam as well. After all, adam is eno hukash lakarka. That's the suggested teretz of the Magid Mishnah. The Mishnah Melech points out the difficulty, and that is, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, the Rambam is clear that it's not just simply an Eved Esukash Lakarka. No doubt that is its source. Visnachaltam Osam is in the Parsha of Eved Knani, but that gives rise to a much broader halacha, namely that Adam Esukash Lakarka. If that is the case, so how is it that you resolve that kasha of the Raivin? So just the following Ha'ara. If you look in that Mishnah, in Shvuos and Daf Mem Talat Amud Beis, the Mishnah that the Ravid is citing, if you see the Mishnah, you see that the Kasha of the Ravid is not as strong as it seems at first glance. The Mishnah begins and tells us the following, that Kol HaNishvayin Shebatorah Nishvayin V'lo Mishalmin. Every Shvuah Daraisa, whether it's a Shvuah Eirechad or Molde B'miktas, a Shvuah Shashomrim, it's always Nishvayin V'niftarin. Nitzvah will make a shvua, and thereby he is exempt. And then you have shvuas derabanan, which is the opposite, and that is a nishba v'notel, that the toveh will go ahead and make a shvua, and he will be able to collect in those cases a nishba v'notel. But nishba v'notel is only a din derabanan. One of the examples the Mishnah gives us of a nishba v'notel is that case of nechbal, a case of chavala. And one of the instances the Mishnah cites is exactly that point, that Amar lo chavalti bishtayim, a person says that you wounded me twice, and v'lo Amar lo chavalti bach ela achas, and the response is no, I harmed you, but I only hit you once, I didn't hit you twice. This is an example in the Mishnah of a nishba v'notel. This is only a shvua drabana. Why is it a nishba v'notel? Well, that the Rambam explains in the Chosov LeMazik Perakei Halacha Dalid. The Rambam writes that this is a knas that the Chachamim imposed lebalei zroa. After all, you could have a corrupt person, a strong man, he'll go around and beating up people, right? Then he'll swear falsely. So, because of that, this is an unusual, an exceptional case that the nechval, the victim, is neman al yedei shvua. Or the Ravid adds the following biur, that what's the other option, right? He already admitted that he hit the guy. What's the other option? That the second blow was self-inflicted. The Ravid writes that erech ein derech bnei adam nachval be'atzman. That's highly unusual. In other words, there's raglayim ledavar, that the victim is certainly telling the truth, and that the perpetrator is lying, so therefore the Chachamim allowed in this case for a nishba v'notel. But one thing is clear, this is only a shvua d'rabanan. So that case, again, it certainly tempers the kasha that the Ravid raises against the Rambam. Don't you see from that case? Not necessarily. Right? After all, that case is a shvua d'rabanan. Midrabanan, you can make a shvua v'nan karka as well. Even though to make karka, dino ke karka, so good, the Rambam writes, it's a shvua seses. D'rabanan. This is what Reb Chaim points out, right, in the very beginning of the piece Nachos Tov Benitan, here on this Rambam, Perakei Halacha Beis, where Reb Chaim comments that realize that this is only a Shvuah Drabanan that you find explicitly in the view of the Ran. And in fact, the Ktzos goes a step further. Reb Chaim cites this view in the Ktzos. The Ktzos is found in the Simin Sadiyeh, that if you wanted to look for such cases, b'chora, there were better rayas that one could have brought than the raya of the Ravid from a Shvuah Drabanan. Because the Ktos points out, if you look in Shvuah Sandaf Lamed Vavum and Beis, there you have the following case. The Tovea claims that Anasta Upatisi Esbiti. It's a claim of Ones in Mefate. And Vuhu Amar Lo Anasti Velo Patisi. And he denies it entirely. Mashbia Chaniv Amar Amen. And it turns out that he is lying. So in such a case, he is Chayiv, a carbon Shvuah. That is part of the parsha of Shvuas HaPikadon. What do you see from that particular case? That's not a Shvuah d'Araisa. That's a case of a shvua drabanan. So there you see that there is in fact a shvua drabanan on the claim of onus and mefater. And that you can't dismiss as an instance of nishba v'notel. That's the case of a shvua daraisa, of a shvua sapikadon. And therefore, Chaim Nikto's question that why is it that the Ravid did not choose that example as a kasha on the Rambam, as opposed to his case, the Mishnah Daf Mem Daled, which is only an instance of a nishba v'notel. Rav Chaim points out, and this is essential for our issue, that Rav Chaim writes al karchos. One apparently has to distinguish between the parsha of karban shvua, shvua hapikadon, as opposed to a case of mode b'miksas. And apparently that is a critical difference. When it comes to cases, chiluk karban shvua, Rav Chaim writes midin chiyuv shvua. The chiyuv shvua is one of mode b'miksas. Karban shvua is the violation, a shvua sheker that one in fact is chayiv in cases of shvuas hapikadam. The Rambam's shita, as you see here in Hilchos Toin V'Nitan, is when it comes to hezek karka, the chiyuv tashlumin is considered to be, to use the language of Rav Chaim, that is chalife karka. Right, that is right a chalipin, so to speak, of the karka shehezeko. In other words, restoration itself. And therefore, that is considered to be nizke karka. And therefore, when it comes to a case of mod de b'miktas, that would not be a shvua daraisa, but merely a shvuas heses. Masha'enkin, when it comes to other cases of a shvuas hapikadon. When it comes to a case of mod de b'miktas, there we're interested in the chiyu shvua, in the hascholas achiyu. What is the cause of the shvua? That is as a karka. That the Rambam writes is dino kakarka. When it comes to the case of karban shvua, where Reb Chaim writes the mechayiv there is gzeilas mamon, there what is driving the shvua and the chiyuv karban of shvua sapikadon is gzeila, is the hefsid mamon, the tashlumin shel ata. And therefore there is a marked difference between a shvuas hapikadon as opposed to mode of miktas. Whether it's a chiyuv mode of miktas, that depends on how it is that the chiyuv emanates, the tchilas achiyuv, and that is considered to be karka. That's where the Rambam writes that to make karka is dino kekarka. Mashenkin, when it comes to a case of a shvuas hapikadon, that the chiyuv is kfiras mamon midin gezel, in such a case that is driven by hefsid mamon, that is dependent on chiyuv tashlumin shel ata. That's the chiddush that Reb Chaim points out. So therefore, of course the Rambam would admit to that sugi in shvuas and daf lamed vav mebeis. When you're dealing with karban shvua, so in such a case, then the Rambam did not argue that demei karka dino ke karka, demei adam is dino ke adam, and in such a case, of course, one is chayiv. However, when you're dealing with the case of mode b'miktas, where moda mixis is only when you're dealing with that which mi'ikar chiyuvo is metalton as opposed to karka, that is what the Rambam writes, that to make karka is considered to be dino ke karka. So again, Reb Chaim uses that very terminology, whether it's the hefsid mamon, midin gezel, tashlumin shalata, or whether it's considered to be the chalife karka that is driving this halacha, and the distinction between moda b'miktas and shvuas hapikadon, and that's exactly why the Ravid did not raise a kasha from the case of shvuas hapikadon. The Ravid raised the kasha from the Mishnah and Shvuas, which is, right, a weaker kasha, so to speak, because it's only a din derabanan. The Ravid assumed that the reason it's derabanan is because it's a nishba v'notel. But had it been nishbain v'niftarin, that would in fact be the shvua daraisa. And therefore, apparently, you see that demei adam is not dino ka'adam. So that distinction is really evident in what the Ravid asks as opposed to what the Ravid in fact does not. But then Reb Chaim goes a step further and is bothered by the following Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Nara Besula, Perek Beis Halacha Yigimel. What happens if the taina is anasta osi? It's a taina's onus. And what is the response of the perpetrator? The nitfa says, no, it wasn't a case of onus, but rather it was a case of pitui, that she was a willing participant. So in such a case, the Rambam writes that he has to pay bosha supagam, because bosha supagam is necessary even in a case of mefateh. The debate is whether there's demeitzar. Demeitzar is an ones, but not in the case of mifate. So the Rambam writes, Hareze nishba shvua satora. So you have to make a shvus, modu miktas. You were molded to the chiyuv of boshe supagam. However, right, you're denying the chiyuv of tsar. So that is a case, right, of modu miktas. That, b'chora, right, is a kasha against the Rambam shita. After all, if you assume that to make karka is zino ka karka, and the corollary that to make adam is zino ka adam, and adam is hukash to karka, so in such a case, how can that be a shvua daraisa at all? And that's a kasha from the din daraisa, not just simply from the Mishnah that has a case of an ishva venotel on a level of drabanon. How do you resolve that apparent difficulty? So here Reb Chaim points out the following chiddush, that apparently one has to distinguish between tashlume chavala as opposed to nizke mama. That's the chiddush that Reb Chaim suggests. This will answer that kasha, and in turn it will also answer the kasha of the Ravid as well from the nishba venotel. What is the yesod hachiyuv of tashlume hezek? That is what the Rambam writes, Khalife Karka, that is Tikkun v'hashlamas hachefetz. That is one of restoration. That's clear. Reb Chaim suggests the following, B'med Ram Amurim, when you're talking about Nizkei Mamon. Let's assume, for example, you're talking about a chiyuv of Chovel b'chaveiro. There's a chiyuv Tashlumei Chavala. How would you understand, right, that chiyuv? That also is restoration. That really is restoration when it comes to an act of chovel. A person is obligated to pay, Reb Chaim points out, for example, even sheves. What is sheves? Right? Adam amazik, sotzar, ripui, sheves, boshes. Do you understand that sheves, for example, as restoration? Certainly not. But even in English, we will call the sheves workers' compensation. No, to compensate for lost time. You're not restoring a chepetz in any shape or form. The fact that a person is going and paying for tsar, right, a person is paying for sheves, then in what sense? That certainly is compensation for, in no way is the yesod hachiyuv one of hashlamas and tikkun hachefetz in any shape or form. Reb Chaim points out the Rambam shita of hashlamas hachefetz is only by nizkei mamon. If a person wounds someone, so therefore, the chiyuv tashlumin is not b'toras hashlamas hachefetz. And therefore you understand on the level of daraisa that the Rambam will maintain that to make karka, dino ke karka, that's true, but that's not true that to make adam is dino kadam when it comes to cases of chavala whatsoever. And therefore you can envision that according to the Rambam shita, that could be a case of a shvo daraisa. That's what the Rambam writes in the case of ones imifate, a person is chayef boshe supagam, right, and he's mold of the mitzvah of tsar. So the chiyuv of demei tsar, so that is hashlamas hachefetz, that's compensating the woman for, that certainly is a chiyuv tashlumin. There you would argue that that is called tashlumin, that is not called demei adam, which is hukash lakarka. And therefore, of course, the Rambam writes it to din daraisa. And the same thing when it comes to the Ravid's case. In the case of chaval tibishtaim, in the responsible chaval talachas, in such an instance, that certainly is called a chiyuv tashlumin. It's the Rabbanon because the example is one of a nishba venotel, but had it been a case of nishbain v'niftarn, a straight nola mikta, say, the Rambam would admit that's considered to be a shvua daraisa, but that is not relevant to the case of dmei karka, dino kekarka. So that's the chiddush that Reb Chaim suggests within the Rambam shita. So again, you see the two modes of tashlumin in that dual sense. You see it in the essence difference, essential difference between a case of shvus hapikadim, which is midin gezel, as opposed to shvus modem miktas, and then furthermore you see it in terms of the chiyuv tashlumim of chavala, as opposed to the case of nizke mamon as well. In fact, when the Gemara describes in Bava Kama and Abdalad Amud Beis the various lists of the avos nizikin, so the Gemara writes the following chiddush, that perhaps one could argue that Adam Hamazik, right, could be included twice. After all, one case is Adam de Izik Mamon, and another case is Adam de Izik Adam. And therefore, maybe there could be a seeming repetition in the list of all of the Avos Nezikin. How do you understand that? Why should they be listed twice in terms of Adam HaMazik, whether it's Niske Mamon, or whether it's a case of Chavala, for example? Right, according to this beer, you understand very well that the Yisod HaChiyuv is quite different, whether you're referring to Niske Mamon, or whether you're referring to Tashlume Chavala, and therefore one could envision that if you're going to be precise and break down, one could envision that Adam HaMazik can be broken down into two separate categories. Right, one Hizik Esa Adam, Hizik Esa Shor, and so on. Okay, this was all part of the second issue that the Ramban raised. Do we assume that the Kli is worthless because it's destined to break? How can you assume that the Sheni should be Chayiv at all? But we'll see as the Ramban Shita, there's no Havamina to Mechayiv the Sheni, and that's exactly what the Gemara means, Mana Tavira Tava. The Gemara does not say Basar Tavar Mana, Basar Mekaraz Linan. The Gemara says Mana Tavira Tavar. What does that mean? Regardless, mimanav shach, you can never be mechayev the sheni, the meshaber, because he broke something that was worthless. And then we started to discuss again the next kasha of the Ramban, and that is if Rashi really assumes that baster mekaraz linan means that one is chayev in a case of zorei kli, even in an instance where he was not responsible for the fact that it broke. Someone else actually broke the kli because, right, it was anticipated, it was destined to occur. So in such a case, how do you understand the sugya? In the very end of the parak, in the case of Zarak Tinok Mirosh Hagag, in that particular case, as we began discussing, no one says that the Rishon is Chayiv. The Machlokas the Chacham Rabim Veseira, is there any possibility to be Mechayiv the Sheni, but not to Mechayiv the Rishon? We pointed out that this Kasha the Ramban is assuming a very Chiddush, and that is what is true of Nizkei Mamon, is true of Ritzicha. And what is true of Zorei Kli is true of Zorei Tinok. And perhaps Rashi would fundamentally disagree. Rashi maintaining that no. When do we assume that you can argue Basar Me'ikara Azlina? That's when it comes to Nizkei Mamon, when it comes to Ritzicha, there an overt and absolute Maiser Ritzicha is necessary. And we saw the Sugi in Sanhedrin and Daf Ayin Ches where this is true, the Tosus and Daf Ayin Ches Amad Aleph, the Ran in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Zayin Mud Beis, the very great Chiddush that the Ran writes, that when it comes, for example, to Nizikin, it is called Adam HaMazik. If it is done al yedei eish, if eish mishum chitzav, and you're not just chayiv mamon, you're chayiv for nezek taripu sheves neboshes, but there cannot be a chiyuv misa because that is not considered to be al pidin arotzeach. And the same thing the Ran writes is true when it comes to cases of koach sheni. If that is true, that it's necessary to have an overt ma'aser etzicha. After all, as the pasuk says, that kol nefesh adam. That's exactly what Rashi would comment. When it comes to cases of hezek, then one could argue that basar me'ikar azlina, not when it comes to a case of ritzicha or misa. And then the only question is there any basis to mechayiv the sheni? The sheni was the one who caused the loss of life in the most direct sense. The Rishon, because it was destined or pending, that is considered to be insufficient, just as Tosus writes. That if you place a person in a state of goses, even though he's no telamus, nonetheless, at that point in time, the person is not considered to be a rotzeach. Okay. The Baal HaMor points out the following stira in the Rif. And this is what gives rise to a whole different understanding, right, of our sugya. The Gemara in Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph quotes the following case. You have an instance of Tarnagolim Shayu Mechatitin B'Chevel Dli. So you have Tarnagolim that are pecking, right, at the rope. In Nifsak HaChevel V'Nishvar HaDli, and all of a sudden, right, it breaks. So what happens in that case? The Gemara says that you pay Nezek Shomim. Nezek Shomim. The Gemara says that Shma Mina Basar Me'ikar Azlina. Isn't that clear that it's Basar Me'ikar Azlina? So therefore, we'll call that a case of Mamon Hamazik, and therefore you have to pay Nezek Shalim. The Gemara answers not necessarily that Amra Bibi Barabaye, we're talking about a particular Hechatimtsa, Hacha Me'askinan, Dika'ozil Minei Minei. We're talking about a case where, literally, that chicken was pushing against the bucket. It wasn't just simply that, right? Mechatetin Bechevel Dli, And as a result, almost incidentally, the dli broke, but no. De ka'ozo mine mine. If it's ka'ozo mine mine, so in such a case, that's no raya whatsoever, that basar mi karaz linan at all. After all, this was a case that the pushing against the bucket caused it to break, and therefore there's no raya whatsoever to basar mi karaz linan. That's the Gemara and Daf Yuches Amud Aleph. The Gemara attempted to bring a raya. Basa mekaraz lina. The Gemara says no raya whatsoever because we don't exactly know what that case was. Of mechatetim bechevot li. And Rabbi Abaye says halchem ayaskim de ka'oz l'minei u'minei. So the following difficulties: the rif and our sugyas. I am Amud Aleph and Daf Erif. Quotes that okimta of Rabbi Abaye. The case of Tarnagolim Echatin Mechevel Dli, the Rif writes, Vuhu de ka'ozo mine mine. Well, that seems to indicate that the Rif is assuming Basar Tavramana Azlinan. If you assume Basar Mi'ikara Azlinan, so therefore, as long as the process was begun Al Yedei Hatarnagolim, there's the Chiyuv. If you'll assume Basar Tavramana Azlinan, the fact that the process was initiated that way, that's insufficient. So you have to come up with a case that the process continued, the Ka'ozlam Ine Mine. So the fact that the Rif writes that you're Chayiv Nezek Shalim in a case of the Ka'ozlam Ine Mine, isn't that an indicator that Basar Tavramana Azlinan? Good. The difficulty then is the following. The Rif Adaf Yir Aleph and Daf Yir Rif. The Rif writes the case of Rabbah. If Zarakli and Ba Acheru Shvaro B'Maka Ha'achron Potter, Ha'achron Potter, according to Rashi, means Basar Meikar Azlinan. The Rishon is Chayiv, the Achron is Potter. Well, if you hold Basar Meikar Azlinan, so you can understand the case in Daf Yirches and Ar Daf Kipshuto. You don't have to assume Hachama Yaskin, Dechalzo, Mine, Omine. So how do you resolve that stira between the Rif and Daf Zayin and the Rif and Daf Yud Aleph? That's the kasha of the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor here writes and Daf Yud Aleph and Daf Yarif. Va'anu tmeim avaval fasi dekasa bu de tarnagolim shemachatetim bechevel dli bu de ka'azu mine mine. So that's a giveaway that amabasa tovarmanaz lina. And is virale kerabba. Well, what do you mean? The Rif Paskin like Rabba, that the Achron is Potter, that means Buster, Meikar Azlinan. So the Rif concludes that Kashin Adadi, that Pesach Halacha, right, is inconsistent. Mamish Minei Obey, the case is in our Gemara, Yed Zayin Obey, Yed Testament Aleph, the Rif seems to be Soser himself. How do you understand that? So the Ramban writes, you see from the Rif a very different understanding of the Gemara entirely. The Rif says the following. What was his kasha against Rashi? How in the world can you argue that Basar Tavar Manazin and therefore the Mishaber is Chayiv? What in the world did he do? He broke a worthless object. Ah, that was the whole Chiddush. Well, is that relevant? The dollar value. How important is that? Hashlamas HaChefetz, Hefzid Mamon. How relevant is that? But that exactly was the Ramban's kasha. No. So if that's the Ramban's kasha, so how did the Ramban understand Basar Meikar Azlinan and Basar Tavar Manazlinan? What does Basar Tavar Manazlinan mean? It means that the Sheni is Chayiv. So the same difficulty. How can the Sheni be Chayiv? He didn't do anything at all. So the Ramban writes, no, that's absolutely not true. The Sheni, the Meshaber, is certainly Potter. There's no Havamina to Mechayiv the Sheni. He didn't do anything at all. Mana Tviratavar. Eino Domim. And that's exactly what the Gemara says. Mana Tviratavar. The second person is obviously not Chayiv, regardless of what you hold. You know what the issue is? Whether the Rishon is Chayiv. Is the Zorei Chayiv. That's the Suffolk of Rabbah. The fact that the Sheni is Potter, that's obvious. The Safek of Rava, the Halach of Rava, is the Zorek Chayiv. If you assume Basar Me'ikara Azlinan, the Zorek is Chayiv. The fact that he was Zorek Klimro Shagad, it is though that right here and now it's a Kli Shavur, and in such a case he is Chayiv. But if you assume basar tavramana azlinan, so then shnehem pturim. No one is chayiv. No one is chayiv. That's the chiddush that the Ramban writes. The zorek did not break the kli. For that you have to come on to basar mikar azlinan. And the Meshaber broke a worthless kli. So in such a case, Shneim Pturin. That's the Chiddush that the Rabban writes. And what is the Maskana according to Rabba? Shneim Pturin. Why? Because Basar Tavar Manos Linan. Shneim Pturin. Because Basar Tavar Manos Linan. And that is fully consistent, Ramban writes, with the Rif and Daf Yud Ches. V'hu deka ozul minei minei, because the Ramban assumes the sheet of the Rif is basar tavar manazlina. Basar tavar manazlina means the achron is potter, and the case of the Tarnagolin, deka ozul minei u'minei. That's the Chiddush that the Ramban writes, the Mochamos. That's exactly his kash against Rashi. How can you pin anything on the Meshaveh? It was worthless already the time was broken. Ramban answers, Ein achinami. There's no basis of chiyuv for the Achron. And if you were told, Boster me'ikara azlina, that's what the Ramban writes, me'ikara means me'ikara lagamre. It means the kli is already considered to be a kli shavur. Not mishas sfira, but mishas zrika. And in that case, one of that would be chayiv. The Ramban also elaborates in the Kuntras Degarmin. The Ramban writes, this is found on Kuflam and Beis in the Kuntras Degarmin, V'chein hazori klimero shagag. What is Balacha? The Ramban writes, is it a Rapashut?
My name is Moshe Einsteiner. I've been coming to Yisrael Chana now for, I think, well over 25 years. We distribute money to over 400 poverty-stricken families in Eretz Yisrael twice a year, before Yom Noraim and on Purim Day. It's distributed in Eretz Yisrael on Purim afternoon, which is after sunrise here, so Yotzei Matanos Levyomi. What is singular about the tzedakah? There are two respects, two aspects. One, that's totally honest. We check out the families for their needs and we give according to that, proportionate to their needs. And it's a recurring process. We keep on checking and rechecking. And everyone involved does it l'shem shemayim, not a penny is given to anyone. Secondly, there's no overhead. So no overhead means that every single cent goes to them. The cost of getting the money to them is borne by us, and even the money that's lost in the exchange from dollars to shkarim is borne by one of the magidah shiri in Yitzhak Yochanan. So literally, every single cent goes to them. It's given the most respectful way to people who are very poor. The other day, in San, the over 400 families give $50 to $100 a family. It's a lot of money. Most of the money comes from Yisrael Chonon's alumni. There are people we can't even get on the list. One such is an older man, he's in his 80s. He came from Vilna 13 years ago with nothing, and now he has less than nothing. His wife had a babysitting job, which the family moved back to the States. She doesn't have that. He told my son he doesn't want to live anymore. He said he goes to sleep cold, and he wakes up shivering because he can't afford to turn on the heat. And he's been threatened with eviction because he hasn't been making the payments. So we get him money in another way, not from this list. There are people who are that poor. You know, we all want to give tzedakah, but we'd like to think that it's honest, that it's going to where it's supposed to go, and that some of it at least goes there. Here it's totally honest, and all of it goes there. Do whatever you can, and afterwards, subsequently, if you know someone who's interested, please, if they get the money to Rabbi Herschel Schachter or Mayor Tursky, they'll get it to me. Rabbi Schachter gives me a call Matzor time assessor between 12 and 1 in the morning. Whatever money he has in hand, or has been committed him at that time, we lay out the rest. So please, whatever you can do, do. You can make out a check to Congregation Torah Tfilah Charity Fund, for tax purposes, so those who need that can get that tax write-off. Gentlemen, whatever you can do now, please do whatever you need subsequently. Mm-hmm. 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 Actually, I don't get to tell you mincha.
The Ramban writes in the Kuntres de Garmi, the case of Zorek Timro Shagag, and the Ramban begins that you should realize, of course, that Shnehen Pturin. That's what the Ramban tells us. That again is this exact Yiddish, that we assume Basar Tavramana Azlinan, and in such a case, therefore the Rishon is exempt, there's no basis for the Shnei to be Chayiv. And the Ramban continues and writes, Shekein Nira Shehudas Rabbeinu Alfas, after all, because the Rif quotes the halacha of Hudda Ka'ozl Minei Umine, that's exactly Yardav, where you see that the Rif assumes that Basar Tavramana Azlinan. The Ramban goes on to a following issue then, that why isn't it at least that there should be a chayiv, a chiyuv, based on dina de garmi? After all, if a person is chayiv because he's gorim, hefsed lechavero, so in such a case, shouldn't one argue that this is true even in this instance as well? After all, because if the second person would not have entered this picture, and the kli would have smashed, in such a case, then certainly the rishon would have been chayiv. And then as a result of the second person, so I am exempting the first, causing a hefsed mamon to the Baal HaChefes. In such a case, at least there should be a chiyuv based on garmi, and that is not the case. So the Ramban writes, you can't fault the Mishaber B'Torah's absolute hezek. Mana Tavira Tavri broke something that's worthless. But the fact that he was gori in the hefsed Baal HaKli, why shouldn't that be a case of dina de garmi? So, why is that true? Because the Rishon Holo Osin Nizkei Machmasei Klal, Vahasheni Mana Tviratava. The first person did not cause the Maisa Hezek. The second individual broke something that was very worthless. V'im Yishum Shagoran Shlo Yischayiv Lo HaRishon. And if you will tell me, yeah, but the second person is innocent, he certainly is a player. It was his doing that exempted the Rishon. The Ramban just writes, "Hainu tamun ba'esh depotah." That's comparable to tamun ba'esh. That phrase, tamun ba'esh, that's the sugin b'vakama and daf nun vav. Let's assume, for example, you have an instance where a person sets a fire, and all of a sudden the fire is about to burn things, and of course, right, the one who set the fire would be chayiv, and I go ahead and I create a p'tur. As a result, that which I did, I covered all of his kelim, and in such a case, now there's a p'tur tamun. So that's comparable to a case of tamun be'esh, in which case one is considered to be potter. Here, the Ramban discusses that case right a little bit earlier in the Kunches de Garmi and Daf Kuf Chav Ches. The Ramban writes, "Kol seif kamafla shachavre behadleika, o shav yitamun ba'esh." In that case, one is considered tipata. Dehalo garam nezeku shehanezek ayidei hamazik. After all, right, the fact that I made it into tamun, I was not the one who destroyed the chepetz, and therefore I am potter. And viafal pishala potter. Hamadlik me the shalem, and even though as a result of that which I did, right, the one who set the fire is potter, here the Rabban writes the following Kiddush. Kevan sha'adayim lo nischayiv lo hamadlik klum. Since at this point in time the madlik was not chayiv, ein ze gorim lehefsed mamono mamish. That is not called gorim lehefsed mamon chavera. Sha'arei lo nischayiv klum. That's not a case of garmi. Garmi means that there must be a prior chiyuv. For example, Mashen kein bezikas achayim, shekvar hayachayim, and there was a chiyuv. Let's assume, for example, Reuven owes Shimon money. And I am a dayan who says that Reuven is exonerated. That means as a result of that which I did, I was exempting him from an existing chiyuv. Let's assume, for example, that you borrow money, and I'm holding on to the shtar. And all of a sudden you destroy my shtar. Sorev shtaroso shel chavero. In that case, that you can call a garmi. because you're making it impossible for me to collect an already existing chiyuv. That is a condition of garmi. Mashen came, the Ramban writes, when in a preemptive way you prevent a chiyuv from being chal, that cannot be called garmi, and there's no chiyuv tashlumin. It's the chiddush that the Ramban writes. In Soresh Drosher Sachavero, in Zike Sachayev, there was a chiyuv exempting one from an existing or a prior chiyuv that is garmi. In these particular cases, right, that is not true at all. In the case of Zarakli, there is no chiyuv as of yet. If I set a fire, and in the future it will destroy, but as of yet it did not, there's no chiyuv mamon currently. And therefore, the Ramban writes, you cannot call that a case of garmi at all. The further chiddush though, the Ramban writes that the one who breaks the kli, right, you can't argue he's chayiv b'toras adam hamazik, because manat tefillah tarva is worthless. You can't say he's chayiv b'toras garmi, because there's no prior chiyuv mamon. The most you can say it's comparable to taman beish, and that the Ramban is willing to admit. That case, the sheni, is comparable to one who sets a fire, and someone else comes, and he covers the kelim. But that also is considered to be a chiddush, no? Because that would mean that what is the halacha in that case? Of shavya tam beish. That's one of the four cases the Gemara writes that a person is potter b'dinei adam b'chayim b'dei shamayim. That also is a chiddush. That even though the shuris adin is that shnehem turim, the rishon is potter because he did not break the kli, basar tavar manaz linan, and the achron is potter because manat tvira tavar, but the achron is chayiv l'tzei sidei shamayim. It's no worse than a case of talon ba'esh. It's a chiyuv l'tzei sidei shamayim. And that we discussed. The possibility of tfisa and tafas l'matkinamina. That certainly is a chiddush, that even though shnei p'turim. Just the following ha'ar. In this particular case, for example, the kli is falling, and the person breaks the kli, exempting the rishon. Or in the case of tamun be'esh, so a person goes ahead and sets a fire, and someone else, shavya tam beish, in potter. Ramban writes, in that particular case, there's no actual basis of chiyuv. The most you could argue is there's a chiyuv which is latzei sidei shamayim. Just the ha'ara, the Tosus and Afnan Vav Mabeis, there discusses the fact that a gana for a gazan is chayv onsin, what we discussed at great length. And Tosus explains, why is that true? That a ganav or a gazan is chayiv onsin. So Tosfos writes, we discussed earlier, because a ganav and gazan is nichnas tachas habayim. There's no chiyuv shmira to be monei and ones gamur, but nichnas tachas habayim. Then the baal will lose, regardless of whether it's fault or whether it's not his fault. Certainly the baal will lose. Why is a gana for gaza nichnas tachas habayim? We've always stressed kinyanim. Right? Why is it that a gana for gaza is nichnas tachas habayim? So Tosfos gives the following svar pshuta. The kevan shahotzim rishus habayim. Look, he took the chayfetz out of the resush of the habayim. And as such, ein habayim nechom l'shamro. So the baal hakli now is unable to exercise any chiv shmira. Mamoncha hu shmiras analecha. There's no shmiras analecha. If I only knew where the kli was. So since he was responsible by being mostly the chayfetz mirshusi, in such a case, now who is positive with that chiyuv shmira? It cannot be me, the bala chayfetz, and about the chol neshamra. That's why the chiyuv is transferred now, right, to the ganav for the gazlan. If the bala chayfetz is unable to watch, or if there's no chiyuv shmira, So in such a case, then you can envision, Tosa says that that chiyuv shmir can be transferred to the cause, the one who was responsible for that shift. Right, and that is, right, the ganav for the goslin. Just an interesting issue. If you look from the Bricha Shmuel, the beginning of Bava Kamma in Siman Beis, Bricha Shmuel discusses a very basic issue. It's almost somewhat surprising that it's not so explicit in Shas. What is the Isser Hezek? What is the Isser Hezek? We assume that there is an Isser Hezek. The stifler, you can take a look at the person of Bava Kamma. Just simply, what is the Isser Hezek? A person's frustrated, so he smashes your windows, and he pays you for it. Like, that's neutral, that's par, that's okay. As long as he pays you for it, that is fine. Or do we assume that there's some Isser Hezek? There is a view of Kiryas Sefer in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon that the Isser Hezek is only Sidraban. Very great finish. We don't assume that one. We assume that there's an Isser Hezek and there's Tashlumin Hezek. Whenever it comes to aspects of Hezek, there are always two halachos. There's an Isser, as an Isserim in general. There's an Isser, Lahazek Mamon Shalchavero. And then there's a consequence. What the Isser is, it's not... Not so simple. Maybe it's based on the parsha of Shavas Aveda, that there's an Isra of being mafsid mamon chavero. The Berachah Shmuel quotes Reb Chaim, that's part of the pasuk V'lo Yishmerenu. V'lo Yishmerenu is not just simply a statement of fact. V'hu ad bavala V'lo Yishmerenu. You fail to watch your animal. It's a criticism. You're indicted because you failed to watch your animal. The Torah obligates you to watch. There's a chiyuv shmira. There's an isser to let your animal wild, even if you're willing to pay for all the damage that it does. The Arama quotes the pasuk lifnei v'lasitei michshol. What's wrong with causing the blind man to stumble? Right? Yes, you're not allowed to do that. Forget about the drush of lifnei iver, literally lifnei iver. You're not allowed to harm someone. So it's very mistabit of the two halachos. That there's an Isser Hezek, right? And then there's the consequence, Tashlumi Hezek. Berachah Shmuel quotes B'Shem Reb Chaim just the following Chiddush, that not only is there an Isser Hezek and Tashlumi Hezek, but the further issue. When you go through the drashos in the very beginning of the Masechta, and there's certain exemptions, those exemptions are only from Tashlumei Hezek, not from the Isser Hezek. If a person goes ahead and sets a fire, and it destroys something which is Tamun, that's not value neutral. That's an Isser. That's an Isser Hezek. It so happens when it comes to Tashlumei Hezek or Bakama, that's Galuy as opposed to Tamun. But the Isser Hezek in the Chiyu Shmira applies even in those cases as well. How would you assume in a case of Safek, for example, when it comes to Dine Hezek, a Safek? So Posh of Shat, two halachos. A Safek would mean one is not allowed to do so. But when it comes to Tashlumin, Hamas Merchla Varaya, you wouldn't pass in an issue of Safek Hezek that it's Mutter. It doesn't mean it's Mutter. There, that's Safik Yisroon, which is Lachomra. It means there's no Chiyuv Tashlumin because of a Motzei Mechel Haraya. So the Chiddush that the Berachah Shmuel points out for Shem Reb Chaim, that even in cases of Tamun, there's an Isser Hezek and there's a Chiyuv Shmira. So that's very relevant also. Because the Tosos is mentioned, and Daflin Vavim Beis points out as follows, that when is it that the Sheni assumes a responsibility of Tashlumin or a Chi of Shmira? Well, if I steal it from you, so the ability you of the Balachethis to watch your object, that's Paka. You don't know where the Chethis is. And therefore it's transferred. So therefore you can be Mechayiv the Sheni. What's interesting, in cases such as Talmud, that's not true. That's midinei tashlumin. But the iser, hezek, and the chiyuv shmira is still incumbent upon the Baal Ha'esh, the Mavir, even though the Sheni came and covered the Chefetz that resulted in the Ptur Tashlumin. So therefore, in those cases, the Sheni will not assume Chiyu. That doesn't meet the condition that Tosa says, that since A has been exempted, B assumes a responsibility. A is not exempt from the Chovas HaShmira. The most that you could argue, right, is he was Gorm Lahafsid Chavero in the broadest sense, on the level of Tashlumin. So that's the Chiddush that the Ramban writes, that if the Chiyuv did not yet exist, so that's called Grama, that's not called Garmi, and therefore there's no Chiyuv Tashlumin, there's just a Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shamayim. So just as that's true when it comes to the case of Tamun, Ramban says that's true in the case of Zarakli. It's like Talmud Beish. And there's a Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shamayim. The Rambam also seems to grapple with this issue. The Rambam in Hilchos Chov LaMazik, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Beis, where the Rambam writes the following. What happens in the case of Zora Klim Rosh Hagag and V'kodam Acher Ushpro B'mako? So the Rambam writes, Hareze Ha'acher Potter, Shelo Shavar Ela Kli Shesofa Lihi Shaver Miyad Bivadai. It's also an important phrase in the Rambam. The Sheni certainly is Potter, because the Sheni, he broke something that Sofa Lihi Shaver Miyad Bivadai. That's what we pointed out, Pashup Shat Adiyuk and Ram, against what the Nesivah suggested. The Nesivah dealt with the kasha of the Rush, that if the Bala Chayfetz tosses it, it's Mamasha Keso Aveda Midas. So how can you have any Havamina that anyone else should be Chayim? The answer that the Bricha Shmuel suggests, the name of the Briskarav was, what do you mean? There's no Hafkaz Bibles. Right? The Shivrei Kalim belong to the Bala Kli. The Nesivah suggested, no, it wasn't Vada, Yesh Matzilim. It wasn't guaranteed, just because you threw it, that it's going to break. It mentioned then, if you look at the Lashon and the Rishonim, it does not seem that's the case. The Rambam here, when he writes, the second one is exempt, so for the Yishover Miyad Bevadai. And therefore, V'nimtza Kishover Kli Shavur, he broke that which was already broken. And the Rambam adds the words, Ve'ein zeh kegorin. Ve'ein zeh kegorin. Why? That Rambam doesn't fully explain. The second person is Potter. He broke that which was already broken, a Kli Shavur, and Ve'ein zeh kegorin. Why Ein zeh kegorin? So the Magen Mishnah writes the following. The Rambam writes, the Sheni is Potter, because the Kli was already considered to be broken. Why is the Kli already considered to be broken? Because Basar Meikaraz Linan, and the Zorek is Chayim. The Rambam doesn't say that explicitly, but that's what the Magen Mishnah says. Mitoch Lashon Rabbeinu Nira Shehazorek Chayim. Obviously, Mein HaKli Shalom. The Zorek is Chayim. In other words, Magen Mishnah assumes that according to the Rambam, Basar Meikaraz Linan, the Zorek is Chayim, the Shmeshaber is certainly Potter, because literally Mana Tefira Tavra means it was already a Kli Shavur. And of course Ein Zeh Kegorim, Gorim what? If you hold Basar Tavra Mana Azlinan, then the Sheni exempted the Rishon, so you have to account for that. That's all Arichus the Ramban. The Magen Mishnah suggests that the Rambam Shita is the Basar Meikaraz Linan, the Rishon is Chayiv. In other words, you didn't do anything by breaking it. You broke a broken Kli, and you didn't exempt the Rishon. Ein zeh kegorin. You were not Gorim Lasid Mamo Shal Chavera. Why? Because the Rishon is Chayiv. That's because the Rambam is assuming Basar Mekar Azlinan. If you were to assume Basar Tavaman Azlinan, as the Ramban says, for example, the sheet of the Rif and the sheet of the Ravid, then what do you mean? Of course the Sheni was Goreh. Because Basar Tavaman Azlinan, the Rishon is Pater now. And the reason he's not Chayim V'Tashlumin is because there was no prior Chiyuv. So that's just Gorim, Grama, as opposed to a case of Garmi, where in fact one would be Chayim. The Rosh, here in the beginning of our Perek, in Perek Beis Siman Aleph, quotes the Kasha, the Balamor, the Stira in the Rif. The Rif quotes Rabbi Barabai, Ozla Mine Mine. And the Rif writes that the Achron is Potter. Does not seem to indicate Basar Mekar Azlinan. The Ramban said, wrong. The Rif assumes Basar Tavaman Azlinan. The Rosh quotes the Ravid that is Miyashiv the steer in a different way. V'arayvid Basa She'efshar Sersova Harav Ma She'tiritz V'viva Abaye De'ka'ozo Minei is not because of our issue. Rabbi Babai says, we're not talking about a case where simply that chicken was pecking at the rope, but rather it was pushing the barrel. Why did Rabbi Babai say that? Well, Foshab Shah, because of our issue. Basar Tavaman Azlinan. So picking at the rope is not enough. The Rabbi writes, no, that's not true. That's not what was driving Rabbi Babai. Lo mukila b'mo'usei b'lisha. We're not talking about what the Gemara suggested before, that that rope was coated with a type of dough, and therefore it was very natural for the chicken to come and to peck at that rope. In other words, that's the case of regular shein of Yesha Nalezeko. El afilu b'lo mo'usei b'lisha. Poshim Shach, we're talking about a case where that's not the instance at all. We're talking about a rope. The problem is, if it's a rope, that's not so normal for a chicken to go ahead and to peck and to break that rope. That is considered to be keren, which is mishona. That is not considered to be shein or regel. Safilu b'lo musi b'lisha, keren mishona. Al shvira sakli mishal nezek shalem. When it comes to the kli, yet we say chayiv to pay. Now, how can that be? That's Rabbi Rabbi says the ka'oz aminei shirotza lishtos min hakli, and therefore that is considered to be orche. Afogav the gabe chevel mishunahu umisham chatzin ezek. The shvira sakli is considered to be orche, and then you pay nezek shalem. Because if in fact you would say that the case is simply he was pecking at the rope and caused it to break, even if you're willing to assume basar meikar azlinan, lo havi mishalem nezek shalem, why would you pay nezek shalem? Chatita sachevel is mishunahu, and therefore the most you should have to pay is chatzi nezek. That's the Chiddush that the Ravid writes. The reason Rabbi Babai mentions that you must have done something to the Kli is not just simply to solve the problem of Meikar Basar Taramana. Even if you assume Basar Meikar Azmina, there's still a difficulty. Basar Meikar would allow, in theory, you to argue that the fact that you broke the rope will make you responsible for breaking the Kli. Because Basar Meikar Azmina, you have to look at the consequence. I understand, like Gufo and Kocho. But you know what the problem is? If that's all that this chicken did, Mechatin Mechevel Dui, that's Meshunahu. And therefore, that should be a case of Karen, short term, where the Chiv is Nezek Shalem. Chatzin Nezek. Why is there a Chiv Nezek Shalem? For that, Rabbi Abai says, you have to come on to a case of Dekaozlu Mine Mine. In other words, according to the Ravid, Mine Mine. There's no indicator of basar taramana azlinan. And therefore the Rif is perfectly consistent. that the Rif assumes that basar me'i kara azlinan, but you still have to answer the ka'azla mine mine in order to explain a chiyuv of nezek shona chati nezek. And the Rif assumes that the sheni is potter, the zorek is chayiv, because basar me'i kara azlinan. Opposite of what the Ramban suggests. That's the teretz that the Ravid suggests, in order to miyashe the stira that's in the ring. If you look in Chedushei HaRashba, right, in Arsugya, Amar Rabibi by Rabaye, a similar issue, that this is even true if you hold Basar Meikar Azlinan. Rabbi Babai is explaining how in fact it is that you're Chayv Nezek Shalei. And what exactly is the problem? So the Rashba writes this, because after all, Mishum Dechol She'eno Dogea Bidli, if a person does not touch the Dli at all, he didn't touch the Dli. All he did was snip at the Chevel, Ela Shemechateit Bechevel, Shemoz Belisha, and Nifsak HaChevel Nishbar HaKli, Eif Shalishalim Nezek Shalim Al Hadli. You can't be chayav for that. How can you pay Nezek Shalim? The kasha the Rashba raised is because if you peck at the rope, that's Meshuna. So therefore the most it is Chati Nezek. The Rashba writes is similar teretz but different. The reason you have to come on to mineu mine is because if you didn't touch the kli at all you did was nip at the rope. Eifshe l'sham nezek shalim al hadli. Why? A different reason. The chol she'eno po'el begufo, eino ela kitzuros. A different reason. That's kocho. That's not called gufo. That's kocho. In the case in the Gemara where dar saw hakli, you pounced on the kli, you set it in motion, and then the kli breaks. So you impacted on the kli. That's where you can argue meikara tavramana. In a case where lo noga b'kli klal, but simply a case of mechateit bechevel. So let's assume you say Basar Meikar Azlinan. You'll say Basar Meikar Azlinan. But it's still Kocho. And therefore you're only giving Chayiv Chati Nezek. That's why Rabbi Babai suggested that you have to maintain, we're talking about the case of Mineo Mine, to make it Gufo, not Kocho. In other words, similar to the Ravid, there's no indicator Rabbi Babai, whether Meikar Tavramana Azlinan, and therefore again, one can explain very simply the Psak Halacha of the Rif. But this is an important Chiddush that the Rashba writes. If you didn't tamper with the Kli, you just nipped at the rope, you can say fine, Basar Meikar Azlinan. But it's still only Kocho. It's not considered to be Gufo. Basar Meikar Azlinan means, you know what, we're going to attribute what happens to you. So we attribute the breaking of the kli to the fact that your bird was mechateit bechevel hakli. Good, so you are responsible. But nonetheless, it was only kocho, it was not gufo. Just if your animal kicks up a pebble and it breaks, we attribute that damage to the shore, and you have to pay. But that's not called gufo, that's only called that which is kocho. That's an important chiddush. But the Rashba suggests, similar to the Ravid, that Rabbi Babai is not taking a stand in Meikar and Tavramana, but a different hesber. And why you have to come on to Mine O Mine? Is it to explain Nezek Shalem in terms of Urche versus Mishuna, or is it to explain Nezek Shalem in terms of Kocho versus Gufo? But this line in the Rashba, that good, you'll hold Basar Meikar. So we'll attribute the damage to you, but that doesn't mean it's Gufo. We can still call that Kocho. That's very relevant for the bottom Tosfos and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph and the Ha'ar of the Ketzetz. Tosfos here makes the following distinction. Zara Kli Mirosh Hagag. The case in the Gemara is you threw the Kli. What happens if you didn't throw the Kli but you threw something at the Kli? I go ahead and I throw a rock at the window. I shoot an arrow at something, and the same thing. Uba acher v'kodem u'shvaro, and someone else goes ahead and smashes it. Is that the same? Is zarak kli the same as zarak evan? Or no? So Tosfos writes the following: Venira, de'im zarak evan ochets al hakli. And then the sheni comes and he breaks it before the impact. Pshita dechayim. Of course the sheni is chayim. No question. Of course the sheni is chayim. V'lo shaya kan mana tviratava. In Zara Kli, you can say mana tviratava. Which according to Rashi means that the Zorik is chayim. According to Tosfos, that's what it means as well. That's true if the Kli is in motion. But you cannot go ahead and say mana tviratava if you throw something at a kli. What is Tosfos Zrayim? Because the I armina nami basar meikara. Because if you will say basar meikara azminan, even in a case of zara chetz or zara evan, then what? What's the problem with that? No, you'll even say it in that case. You know I have good aim. You'll say mana tviratavar, because you know that it's going to break that window. Tosfos, you can't, impossible. Why? Because Tosfos says, if so, lo mishkachas betzuros chatzinezet. You'll never have a case of tzuros. What do you mean tzuros chatzinezet? Bosame karazana means that it was ki'ilu nasa me'achsha. It's as though it occurred me'ikara. The kli was already shavur. So how do you ever have a case of tzuros? The moment the animal kicked the stone, basar meikara zaino means that ki'ilu nishbar, and therefore that should be called gufo. How do you ever have a case of tzuros? So tosa al karchach, you have to distinguish between throwing the object as opposed to throwing something at the object. And Tosfos says, "Usara pshutahi, mechalek ben zarek evn lezarek kliyatz." That's an important chiddush. So take a look, right, at the Ketzos. The Ketzos quotes Rayas. Ketzos is found in Siman Shin Sadi. Right, it's Seifei and Shocharach and Sifkat and Aleph in the Ketzos. Rayas from the Rush, Rayas from the Tur, Rayas from Mukhe Yosef, that this is not true. That this is not true. The willingness to assume basar me'ikar azlinan, even if something is thrown at an object, not if you simply throw the object. Tosfos rises against, right? This is chiddush of Tosfos. And then we'll have to go back to the Rashba. What did the Rashba say? You can scream basar me'ikar azlinan, but it's still only kocho. No? Is that against the Tosfos? Tosfos says, if you're Basar Meikar Azlinan, where in the world do you have tzuros? What did the Rashba just get through saying? What was troubling Rabbi Rabbi is, how can it be Chayiv Nezek Shalem? Good, you'll go ahead and say, Basar Meikar Azlinan, but it's only Kocho, it's still not Gufo. Sounds like that Rashba is against, right, Archidush Tosfos. So take a look, the Tosfos doesn't quote the Rashba. Take a look at the things in the Ketzos, as Rayas against Tosfos Shita. We'll have to discuss again what exactly then do we mean by Basta Mikar Basta Tavamana, and then take a look at the Rashba and Daf Chav Zayin that quotes the Raivit Shita with a completely different way of understanding our Gemara.